fast legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Thursday, September 26, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, those markers are in for the podcast. When you click on the podcast from the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, you'll make sure you're listening to the right segment, the right half hour that you're looking for. Got a couple of text messages regarding the first half hour. What? So people actually miss most of the rally for J.D. Vance in Traverse City. Isn't Traverse City mostly left? Traverse City downtown, yes. The rest of Grand Traverse County, once you get outside the city limits of Traverse City, completely conservative. Another text message about calling about sign stealers. I'm not sure I would want to call 911 if it's not an emergency. That's not the way it works anymore. If you called the sheriff's office, sometimes they don't even have people in the sheriff's office working the phones. They remote call forward their sheriff's office number directly to 911. It's now almost becoming their mode of operandi that they want you to call 911 because then whoever is available as a dispatcher can answer the call. Most of your county sheriff's departments, most of your local police departments don't have staff in their offices, in their jails, inside the sheriff's office at all times. They are relying more and more on 911. So no, that's not an accurate statement. It used to be we were only supposed to call 911 if it was an emergency. That's how they answer the phone. What's your emergency? It's not the way it's being done anymore. Because of the lack of staff sufficient to man their offices, what deputies they have, they're out on road patrol. What state troopers they have, they're out on the road. Very few people are actually manning their offices anymore. If it wasn't for the county jail, I believe sheriff's offices would become a thing of the past. COVID taught us that. It's not necessary for them to be sitting in an office. If you have an issue, you go to the sheriff's office, you push a button. Is this an emergency? No, it's not, but I need to be fingerprinted for my CPL license. Okay, fine. Go sit in your vehicle. We'll send a patrol officer, somebody over to meet you there at the sheriff's office. They're on the road. It's a completely different setup now. Also, the 911 has the capability of tracking your cell phone. So they know exactly where you're at on planet Earth. It's the scene of a crime. That's the bottom line. Another text message. Unfortunately, every day the path to revolution is becoming clearer and clearer. Yep, absolutely. Let's see. Maybe the event in Traverse City last night for JD was infiltrated and headed up by Dems in disguise. Just a thought. No. I know the person who I believe coordinated the event. I'm going to give her a phone call after the show today and ask her about the event being backwards. Got a fellow truck driver, Tom, Greenville, Michigan, 97.7 most Thursday mornings. Good deal. I appreciate you listening. He had asked me for the PAGS video right before the start of the show today. He was listening to yesterday's show. And again, I'll be playing it for you on the show today. You'll be hearing it. If you want the video sent to you, just text me PAGS. I'll send you the video along with the sign, Vote Republican, You Know Why. Antrim County Republican Party created those and paid for those to be made up. I've got a situation that I have to share with you guys because I think it's critical to the process. And again, the process of voting this cycle. I've shared the video in the past. AVB, absentee voter ballots. Well, now, in the next half hour, it's kind of a long video. Well, let me put it this way. It's a long video that is connected to a story that came to us through Gateway Pundit. Downstate Kim sent it to me. A couple others sent it to me. I got it this morning. The Gateway Pundit says that there is a citizen platform has found a way to catch the fraudulent ballots and illegal voters before the November 5th election. And this is how they're doing it. This week, a group of citizens, attorneys, investigators, writers, former elected officials, high-tech entrepreneurs unveiled a powerful technology platform to even up the fight with the leftist NGOs that are stealing U.S. elections. Their website, StopBogusBallots.com. StopBogusBallots.com. It's an initiative of Common Sense Elections, a PAC applying a quantum speed technology, which is innovative, successful legal strategies, top flight investigative talent to expose mail-in ballots from nonsensical addresses before the votes get counted. 2024's election on November 5th will be decided by mail-in ballots from seven swing states. Each one of them right now currently is too close to call. Now, I got reports from two different mailmen yesterday. I'm not going to say who, I'm not going to say where, I'm not going to say what counties, but they're in our listening area. They were delivering absentee ballots to vacant houses. Vacant homes that people no longer live in. 15 in one county, 7 in another. Now, they know full well they're the mailmen that deliver mail in those areas. They know for a fact nobody lives there. The house is empty. The house is vacant. The house has weeds growing up. The house has not been occupied in quite some time. They texted me and said, Randy, I delivered absentee ballots to 15 vacant homes. Put it in the mailbox. The funny thing is there was no mail in the mailbox because he had not been delivering mail there in a long time. I texted him back and I said, do me a favor. As you're out on your route delivering mail in that area, you know which houses you delivered the absentee ballots to that were vacant homes? He said, yes. I said, do me a favor. Go back to them today, Friday, tomorrow, Saturday when you're delivering, and check and see if those absentee ballots are still there. He texted me back, and he goes, man, do you know how busy I am? I said, yes, but you got to do me a favor. You got to see if those absentee ballots are still in the mailbox, or did somebody go and get them? Oh, I see. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, got it. I'll do it. We will find out. We will find out. We will find out. Because what is believed to be happening, according to the Gateway Pundit story, the NGOs are active in each swing state, operating what's called ballot mills, registering illegal aliens and other migrants, capturing their ballots and voting for them. Common Sense Elections' dark money tracking system tracks every NGO influencing U.S. elections, the dollars they spend, the dollars they receive. There is no organization in America who can, with three clicks from a phone, expose every connection between the Chinese Progressive Association, Tides Advocacy, down to even the street-level leftists using these get-out-the-vote tactics that are going to impact the 2024 election. Now, there is, and the Common Sense Election team is publishing a roadmap of influence from foreign and domestic actors secretly impacting the 2024 election using fractal quantum technology. You can go to their website, stopbogusballots.com, and you can actually download this information, this app, into your phone. I'll be posting this story on my Twitter X account. I'll create a post for it. If you want it, text me STOP, and I'll send you the link to the website. Text me STOP. I'll send you stopbogusballots.com as a clickable link. Final segment, hour number one. We'll play that short video. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-238-5571. 818-918-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment. I'm going to play this short video. It's 4 minutes and 19 seconds long. It is a former California lawmaker and now an election fraud researcher for StopBogusBallots.com, Stephen Baldwin. Steve Baldwin is in this Gateway Pundit story, and he is going to talk about it right now.
Decades, and I'm in touch with a whole network of attorneys who work on voter fraud issues. And what we have found is that some of the voter rolls in the swing states are chock full of illegal aliens and other people who should not be on the voter roll. But we know there are illegal aliens on the voting rolls because they register their address as the processing center. All these NGOs that are processing them, even before they cross the border, they're using the address of the processing center as their voter registration address. I guess they think Republicans are too stupid to notice. But we have software where we integrate the property tax records with the voting file, and so we can see where every voter actually lives. They have to live at a legal residence, and many do not, by the thousands. And all these new illegal voters are inundating the voting rolls, and especially the swing states. They are preparing for another big steal.
And in 2022, Senator Ron Johnson and Jay Valentine, they exposed about 40,000 phantom voters. And let's talk about those phantom voters. They were in Wisconsin. They got them removed. And I understand that you tried reaching out to the Trump campaign, and they had no idea this was even happening.
Yeah, there's different ways of challenging people, but the most efficient way to get a bad voter, an illegal voter, off the voting roll is to challenge the address. If the address is not a legal residence, they're easy to you can force the mail to not go to it. You can't actually remove the person itself, but you can remove their address so that mail-in ballots are no longer being sent to them. And that's the quickest way to do it, especially when we only have a few months left before the timeline hits. And yes, we removed about 40,000 what we call phantom voters. These are people who are dead or moved out of state or don't even exist, or they don't live at a legal address. Their address is listed as a gas station or a Walmart or a vacant house. And we're able to determine that. And because those 40,000 phantom voters were removed, Senator Ron Johnson was reelected.
So you also discovered certain NGO groups, such as Catholic Charities.
Yeah.
They are helping out these illegal immigrants. They are actually funded by the Republican Party.
Yes, these are groups that are to the left of most mainstream religions. They're liberal Christian charity groups, and they have formed various NGOs. The Lutherans have one, Catholic Charities another one, and they don't believe in borders, and they feel perfectly fine with registering people to vote in our elections. They're very left, And yet we funded them. The Republican budget last time around actually gave these NGOs the money to do, to keep doing what they've been doing for a couple of years. So yes, we have evidence that NGOs are deeply involved in corrupting our elections.
Yeah, speaking of corruption, what is dark money and how is it influencing the key swing states?
Well, dark money is different ways of evading campaign rules on how much money you can give a candidate. And it tends to go to not direct to the candidate, but to NGOs and other groups. And then the money, it's done in such a way that you can't tell the identity of the giver. But we have evidence that a lot of dark money is coming from Chinese-controlled groups. And we believe this dark money is trying to affect the election in favor of Kamala Harris.
And the message that you really want to get out there to the Trump, to the Trump campaign, the RNC, and voters in America, let's go ahead and how can they ensure this November's election? How can they secure it?
Well, they need to have an emergency meeting right now and dedicate time, money, and energy to at least analyzing the voting file in the seven major swing states and find those voters who are using illegal addresses and go through the process to have that address removed. They can do that in time for this election, but they have to start now.
Have to start now. Two mailmen listening to the show on a daily basis texted me yesterday afternoon. One delivered 15 absentee ballots to vacant houses in one county. Another mailman texted me. He said he delivered 7 absentee ballots to vacant homes in another county. Now, I asked them if they have the time to please go and check on those mailboxes. They're mailmen. They can touch mailboxes. Check and see if those absentee ballots you delivered yesterday, if they're still there today. Tomorrow's Friday, Saturday, if they're still there. Monday, if they're still there. Let's see if they're still there. I told them I'm willing to bet they are probably already gone today. Delivered on Wednesday, gone on Thursday. Who picked up those absentee ballots? Because if they're absentee folks, all you have to do is open them up, fill out the ballot, fold it back up, put a bogus signature on it. Jocelyn Benson, our Secretary of State, has given out an executive directive to clerks telling them not to concern themselves with comparing the signatures on absentee ballot returns to the signature in the qualified poll books when people registered to vote. Don't bother yourself. Don't take the time. Don't compare the signatures. It's not necessary. Why? Because I can guarantee the signatures to assigned to that assigned absentee ballot will not match when it's put in a drop box and returned and processed. We have time to stop it. And it's key because of the addresses. We're going to talk more about this on the other side. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan.